Who also now explains now? Who also bima the brother that gives chalitza? He's also now with her mother, with the mother of the chalitza, of the chalutza. Who also bima uveim ima with the grandmother uveim avia? Who are then the mother of a father? Of it's also also. There's the issa of main adiraisif would be your wife mamish. You're also with your wife and your wife's. You're also to your wife's mother and to your wife's grandmother. The Torah says you can't marry Isha Bita Yasa. Here also, now that you gave Chalitza to her, it's like your wife, and you're also to her mother, to her grandmother, and to a mother of her father. Uba Bita, who are them? She has a daughter. You can't marry her daughter. Uba Bas Bita, the granddaughter. Uba Bas Bino, the granddaughter from her son. Uba Yachoisa, who are them? You can't marry her sister. When you give Chalitza to one of them, now you can't marry her sister. Bizman she kayamis, that's only calls the man she's alive. Because it's not worse than being your actual wife. Your wife also, you only not allowed to marry her sister, calls the man your wife is alive. But Rachmanis, your wife dies, then you're allowed to marry her sister. Seriously, if you give chalitza to one of them, that one you can't marry her sister, only calls the man she's alive. When she dies, the chalutza sister is mutter to you. Now, v'yachin, the other brothers that did not give chalitza. Only one brother gave the Yavama Chalitza. What about the other brothers? Is Mutarin their mutter to marry her Kraven? That is, the other brothers that did not give Chalitza, so Bechlal, she's not their Kraven, their Korav. Therefore, their mutter to marry her sister, her mother, for them, they have nothing to do. Now, Vihi Asura Biyaviv. Now, she the same thing. When you give Anisha Chalitza, it's like you married her, Midirabonin. And therefore, she is also to marry now your father. V'hi asura bi'aviv, your father. U'be'avi aviv, she can't marry your grandfather. U'be'b'noi, she can't marry your son. U'be'ben'b'noi, your grandson. U'be'achiv, u'ben'b'noi, bi'achiv. U'ben'b'noi achiv. She can't marry the son, the grandson.
Yes, again, what does it say? It says,
v'hi asura bi'aviv. She's also to your father, to your grandfather. She can't marry your son. She can't marry your grandson. Now, she can't marry your brother. Who then she can't marry the son of your brother? She can't marry your son because she's considered like an Eshes Av. These are also the Rabbanim. She can't marry any one of your brothers, because Midrabbanan, she's like an Eshes Ach. But the Chiddush here is, if you give Chalitza, if the Yavam gives Chalitza, when he gives Chalitza, Midrabbanan is considered like she was your wife, and therefore you can't marry her Kerovim, and she can't marry your Kerovim either. Now, Muter Odom Bekroivas Tsoras Chalutzosai. If a person gives Chalitza, so again his brother died, so he gives Chalitza to one of his brother's wife. So he said now to that one that he gave Chalitza, he's also to marry a Kerovim. What about the Tzora? What about the second wife that you did not give Chalitza? Halacha is Mutar Adam B'Kerovas Tzoras Chalutzosai. A person is allowed to marry the Kerovis, let's say her sister, the Tzora, you're allowed to marry the Tzoras Kerovis. Since you did not give her Chalitza, you only gave the other one Chalitza, so you are mutter to the kroivos of the tzora, of the osa b'tzoras kroivos chalutzosai. But you're also to marry the kroivos of your chalutzosai. The osa b'tzoras kroivos chalutzosai. If you gave chalitza and now you have a korif, let's say her sister, so you're not allowed to marry her sister either. Let's say her sister was married to a husband and there was another wife involved also there. And that's called a tzora. So a person is osa to the tzora of a korev to your chalutzosai. Now we'll see in the Gemara what's the difference. How come you muta to the krevas of your tzoras chalutzosai, but a person is osar to the tzoras krevas chalutzosai? And if you give chalitza to one, so her krevas are osar to you, you're not allowed to marry her sister, and if her sister is married to a man and the man has another wife, you can't marry the other wife either. Even after they get a get, you can't marry them. Now the Gemara says like this. Iboilu here, we have a question like this. Gozru shniyais bechalutza oiloi. Did the Rabbanan make the exeris
of shnius. That means a lot of noshim that midiraisa you're allowed to marry. Midirabbanan though, there's a gzera not to marry them. Because we're afraid maybe you come to be over the Yisya Torah. Marshal, your mother is also, but your grandmother is mutter midiraisa. The Rabbanan made a gzera, you're not allowed to marry your grandmother. The question here, over here, again, when you give chalitza, your brother dies, you don't do the mitzvah yibum, but you only give the wife chalitza. So midiraisa, when you give a chalitza, you had nothing to do with her at all, and your mutter to marry all her kroivim. Even a sister, you're allowed to marry midiraisa. Just midirabbanan, though, we look as if when you gave a chalitza, as if she was married to you, and any isha that's asa for you to marry, that's a korov to your wife, you can't marry now, she's a korov to your chalitza. That's the din of the Mishnah. Now, what about the Isurim that are only Yosem of the Rabbonin? Did the Rabbonin make the Shnias by a Chalutzai Loi? Rashi says, Gozru Shnias by Chalutzai Loi, Kegoin Aim Ima, the grandmother, the Aim Aviha, or the grandmother your father, the Gabi Ishtoi by your wife, Misasru Aleha, Mishram Shnias, by your own wife, you also Mid Rabbonin. Kiyotoni, Rebbe Chia, Perakeit said, Revi, Shebechomov, Shebechamoisoi, Shania, they're also Midrabbonin. It's Achimai. That's the question here. We only gave Chalitza to the Isha, so Midiraisa, Yemutta to the Kroivim, Midrabbonin, that you're also, did they make the Isurim Shnias or not? So Mora says, one svar is, Oiloi, why be ever the Yeraisa Gozru Bu Rabbonin Shnias? When did the Rabbonin say, like your grandmother is also to you? Only because your mother is also Midiraisa. So a gzera of an isha the Yeraisa, the Rabbanan made the Shnias. But the Chalutza, that if you give Chalutza to one of your brother's wives, the Kroivim are only Yosem at the Rabbanan. So the Svara should be, Loi Gozro Rabbanan Shnias. The Rabbanan did not make the gzera to go so far like gzera, to even Asura knew the Kroivim that are only Yosem at the Rabbanan. Shnias. I mean, it's enough that the Rabbanan said, a Chalutza is like your wife. So you're only also to the Kroivim that's also Midiraisa of your wife. But the Kroivim that are only a Shnias. So since by your wife it's only Midirabbanan, here that Chalutz is also only Midirabbanan, Gzer, we don't say. Idoma, maybe not. Loishina, the Rabbanan didn't make any differences. Any time Midirabbanan, you gave Chalitza to one of them, she's considered like your wife, the Halacha is, any Erev, any Karev, even a Shnias is also also. So Toshima, come and I'll bring your proof. It says now Mishnah, who also bima? It says if you give chalitza to your brother's wife, so lemaisa now you're also to marry her mother. Who also bima? Uvei mima. You can't marry your grandmother. Now these, if she would have been your real wife, it would be also midiraisa. Now you're not allowed to marry a lady and her mother or her grandmother. Isho bito ben bino is also midiraisa. Now the ilu. Aim, ima, like Yitani, it doesn't say the great-grandmother of your chalutza that's also. So even though that's minashnias, so the chur you see, they did not make the gzera of shnias by a chalutza. Tumara says, no, dilma may be hainu taima de loitani. Do you know why it doesn't say that in our Mishnah? Bishum de kaboy yilimisna seifa. The end of our Mishnah wants to say like this, that for your achin mutarin. Notice, even there were five brothers alive, so one brother gave chalutza. So that brother, he's also to the Kroivim of the Chalutza. But the other brothers that did not give Chalutza, they're mutter to all her Kroivim. That's what the Mishnah says. Now, if the Mishnah would have also said a case of a Shnias, aim ima would have said the great-grandmother of your wife, I would have thought like this then. Ha'achin mutarin, true, the other brothers are mutter to the Kroivim of the Chalutza. But which Kroivim? I was thought maybe Davka Beim Aim Ima, maybe only the Shnias, only your great grandmother, that's only us and the Rabbanin, a Shnias. So true, the Rabbanin made the Gzera on the brother that made the Chalitz itself, but not on the other brothers. But only that type of an Issa was they mat to the other brothers. Av will be Aim Ima, Uvi Ima, but maybe on the grandmother, or on the mother of the Chalutza. Loi? Maybe even for the other brothers, she should be also. What's also Mikra Din from your wife, by a Chalutz is also maybe to all the brothers. So that's why the Mishnah did not want to say the case of Aim Ima. Because it wants to say that by the brothers, the Mutter, that even the Iker Isurim are Mutter by the brothers. For the Gemara, that's not a Kasha. The list of the Mishnah should have said like this. Aim Ima. Shaka should have said in the Resha. that if you give chalitza, you should know your asa to all her kraven. Even to a great grandmother, also your asa. Even though it's only a shnius, and chalitza is only with the rabbonin made exeris. Ah, you had a question when the Sefer of the Mishnah says the brothers are mutter. You would not know how far they're mutter. For the Gemara of Alisni, the Mishnah should have said outright, Ho'achin mutarin bekulan. The Mishnah could have said all these things, that you should know the brothers are mutter in all the Karevim. Not only are they mutter in the great-grandmother that's only Ishniyas, but they're even mutter with everybody. The Mishnah should have said bekulan. So what's the Zanachnami Kasha? This talk is a little bit of a Kasha. The Mishnah should have said that Loshin is a little of a Kasha. It's not a raya, but it's a little of a kasha. So it says, Toshima, come in here. It says also in our Mishnah, when the brother gave chalitza, so he asura biyoviv. Now the chalitza, the isha, is also to marry this brother's mishpachis, his kroivim. What does that mean? Asura biyoviv. She's also to marry his father. Uva biyoviv. She's also to marry his grandfather. Ketoni, that's what it says. Miyu, avi oviv. Ketani says, Ketani is miyu, as we learned, avi oviv, that the grandfather is also to her. Now, my love, mishum chalitz, don't we say the reason why she's also to your grandfather is because you gave her chalitza, tehevilo kalas benoi, that it's only called the kala, the son and daughter-in-law of your son, which is only yasim adrabon, it's only ishnias. So you see that did make the ishnias. Gemara says, "Loi, hatayim mishum misna." You know why the great grandfather is also because of the one that's mace, because it's the grandfather of the mace of her original husband. Tehevi lo kalas benoi, then it's called the daughter-in-law of your own son, and that's also taka. Now, if misna means when your first husband that she was married to, so then taka you have all these surim shnias also. We want to know as the din chalitza. You can't bring a proof from Avi Aviv. Toshima, come in here. It says also a ben benoi that she's not allowed to marry your son, or she can't marry your grandson. So my love, what's the reason this issue gave chalitza to? How come she can't marry your grandson? Love mishum chalitz. Isn't it because since you gave her chalitza, it's because of you? The heavy law, eishes Avi Aviv. Now what's wrong now? She's an issa of the wife of Avi Aviv, your grandfather. So l'chura, that's only a shnias. So you see, they did make the issa shnias by a chalutza. So Gemara says, loy, again, no, that's not the reason why she's also. Mishum misna. Hatayu, she's also with the grandfather because first she was married to the first brother. So that's also the grandfather of the first husband. So therefore, there she was mamish married to him. So there the Rabbanim did make the isurim shnias. Ve'evelo eishes achi avi aviv. It's called the wife of the brother avi aviv of your grandfather. And that's also. So if we can't bring any proof, it's also by chalutza they made shnias. It could only be it's only shnias, but because of original husband. For the Gemara ha'ameimer, we had before that chafalaf ha'ameimer was machshir the eishes achi avi aviv. He says even with the rabbanon there's no issa shnias for the wife of the grandfather's brother. So how could he say over here she's also mishum the misna because of her first brother as the wife of the grandfather's brother, Aya Meima holds a smutter. So Gemara says in Chonami that Ameima Mukilo, Ameima will put in, how is he going to learn our Mishnah? The Ba Broad Saba. We're talking about the grandson of the grandfather. That's why she's also here. That's what it means. Ba Broad Saba. The grandson of the grandson. Vihochif Red Gemara Hainu Ochiv. Obezoi, that's the same case of the brothers. Ubein Ochiv. The same case of the brothers and the son of the brothers, exact same case. So what's the Nechanami? Torna Ochiv Minav. First it says the brothers from the same father. Hokotoni Ochiv Minaim, and then it says the case of brothers from the same mother. Not from the same father, from the same mother. Nechanami, it could be that it's not the Issa Shnias because of the Chalutza, but it's only because of a first husband, so you have no proof that the Rabbanan make the Issa Shnias Mishum Chalutza or not. Toshima, come now bring another proof. The Tony Rabbi Chia. Rabbi Chia learned like this. He learned that Arba Midivre Torah. There are four Noshim that are Rosim Midiraisa. Four of them are Rosim Midiraisa. These are Ervas Midiraisas. The Arba Midivre Seifim. And four of them are only Yosha Shnias Midirabonin. Av, your father, ubenoi, your son, ochiv, your brothers, uben ochiv, the son of your brothers, these are medivrei Torah. These are rosim medireisa. She's not going to marry, she can't marry any one of these kroivim.
Now, avi oviv, the grandfather, v'yavi imoi, and the father of your mother, ben benoi, your grandson, or ben bitoi, your grandson from your daughter, medivrei seifim. These are only osim medirabonim.
Now, Katani Mias, we learned over here that Avi Aviv, that the grandfather was also midrabbonin. Now, my love Mishum Chalitz doesn't mean if you give the Chalitza, she's also to your grandfather. The heavy law, Kalas Benoi, that's called the daughter-in-law of your son, which is only a Shniyos. So you see, they did make Shniyos by a Chalitza. So Mora says again, Loi, no, that's not the Pshat, not because of the Chalitz, but rather Mishum Misna. It's because of the one that died, her first husband. Teheves lo kalas benoi, that's mamish, the daughter-in-law of his own son, kalas benoi, which is mamish also. So therefore, there they made shnius, because by your own husband, there they did make the shnius. We want to know, what about a chalutza, did they make the shnius or not? You have no proof. Toshima, come in here, I'll bring another proof. It says, avi imoi. It says she's also to marry the father of your mother. Avi imoi. My love mishum chalitz doesn't mean when you give chalitza that the chalitza she cannot marry your father's mother, your mother's father. The heavy law kalas bitoy, because it's the daughter-in-law of your daughter, and that's also midrabbanan shnius. So you see, they made shnius by a chalitza. So Gemara answers again, no loy. I'll tell you again the same terrors mishum misna. We're talking about these are the kroivim of the first husband of the one that died, which she was mamish married to. To have in law kalas bitoy. In this case, it's called the daughter-in-law of your daughter, which is a good shnius. There, the rabbanim made gzeira, but it could be by a chalutz alone. The rabbanim did not make the isurim of shnius. Toshima, come and I'll bring another proof. It says uben benoi that the chalutz now is also to your grandson uben benoi, the son of your son. My love mishum chalutz isn't, doesn't the Mishnah mean the fact you gave her chalitza, now she is also to your grandson? Why? To have in law eshes aviyoviv. Why is she also to your grandson? Because nogeya to your grandson, she is called the wife of aviyoviv, your grandfather. And that's only an issa midrabon, it's only a shnias. So you see, they made shnias by a chalitza. The more answers again, no, Lloyd, it's not the reason over here. Hatei mishum misna. We're talking about now, it's the issa of the first husband that she was married to, the one that died. The heavy law, Eishas Achi Oviv. It's the wife, Achi Avi Oviv, of the brother of your grandfather. That's also in a Shnias Midrabonin. But here it's not a Shnias by a Chalutza, it's a Shnias by your first husband that Avada the Rabbonin made, he is a Shnias. For the Gemara again, Ivo Neymar, it's a Kashan Ameima though. Ivo Neymar Machshir, the Eishas Achi Avi Oviv. I am Ameima says, even Midrabonin, there's no risk of Shnias by the wife of the brother of your grandfather. Your grandfather's brother's wife, a Amema says, even with the Rabbanin, there's no way to Shnias. And the Gemara, so how does Amema learn our Mishnah here? Amema Mukila, Amema Mukim Law, Amema put our Mishnah, Mishum Chalitz, Enechanami. According to Amema, you have to say the Isser is Mishum the Chalitz himself. If you give Chalitza, she is also to you now with the Isurim of Shnias, Mishum Chalitz. Uksav and Avada, Amema is going to have to hold. Uksava gozru shnias b'chalutza. Hameima holds they did make the Isser shnias by a chalutza. So according to Hameima, you have a proof. But still, not according to Hameima, maybe not. So Mar says, Toshma, come another proof. It says again in the Mishnah, u ben bitoy, that if you give chalutza, she is not allowed to marry now the son, the grandson from your daughter. My love, what's the reason, Mishum Chalutz, isn't it? After din chalitza that you gave her, she's also now to marry your grandson from your daughter. To have your law eshes avi imoy, what should be the issa? That nogeya to the chalitza, she's marrying now eshes avi imoy, the wife of your father's mother. And that's only a shnias. So you see, they didn't make the shnias by a chalitza. So Mar says again, no light, it's not the pshat here. Hatayi mishum misna. The reason why it's also again is because of the first husband that died. And their mamash was a kedushin. To have law eshes achi avi imoy. It's the wife of achi avi imoy. It's the wife of your mother's father's brother, which is also midrabbanan. For the Gemara,
There's no such issa even by regular erva. The Rabbanan didn't make such an erva. So why should it be us over here? There's no such nias. El alav, you have to give an answer. Here's mishum chelitz. And the Chanami, here's the proof that it says uben bitoy, that she can't marry your grandson from your daughter, and it has to be only nisa mishum the chelitz. Ushmaminah, there's the proof that gozru shnias bachalutza shmaminah, that the Rabbanan didn't make the gzera. The kid said, if you give chalitza to your brother's wife, mid the Rabbanan, we look as if you were married to her, and any korev that you're not allowed to marry, that's a korev to your wife, even though it's only shniyos, the Rabbanan made all these gzeres by a chalitza also. If you give chalitza to your brother's wife, you can't marry her mother, you can't marry your grandmother, any korev that would be also for you to marry from your wife, you can't marry from the chalitza either. But the Rabbanan, they gave all these surim like a regular wife. Then the other Mishnah says, Mutter Odom. You know, a person is Mutter, the Kroivas, Tsaras Chalutzosai. Again, your brother died, he had two wives. You went and gave Chalitza to one of them. So we're saying now, even after you gave a Chalitza, all the Kroivim of her, you can't marry. What about the Kroivim of the Tsara? The second wife that you did not give Chalitza, she's Potter, because when you give Chalitza to one, it helps for the whole house. The other one is Potter. Are you allowed to marry the her Kroivis? The Mishnah says yes. Mutter Odom the Kroivas Tsaras Chalutzosai. You're allowed to marry all the Kroivis, all the relatives of the Tsara, the second wife that you gave Chalitza to. So Omar Rav Tuvia Bar Kisna, Omar Shmuel, Habo Al Tsaras Chalutza. Let's say you get married, you have Znus, with the Tsaras Chalutza. You gave Chalitza to one, and the second one now you go marry, you live with her. What's the locha? So Shmuel says, Havlad Mamzer. You should know the kid is Mamash Mamzer, because she's an erva to you. My time, what's the reason? Be Yisura Kaima. Like what happened? Your brother died. Now his two wives is an Eshesach to you. Really, it's an erva. The Mokum Yibum, she's Mutter to you. But if you gave Chalitza to one, you like absolve, you took away the Mitzvah Chalitza. There's no more Mitzvah Chalitza here. So if you live with the second one, you should know you're Mamash an erva. She's Mamash an Eshesach without a Mitzvah Yibum, so it's an erva. It's Chai Vikrisis. The loch is, if you have a kid from her, how about the kid is a mamzer? It's my time of the Yisura Kaima. On this, Omer Rav Yosef says, Afana Namatanina. We also learned like this. It says now, Mishnah, that Mutter Odom Bekroivas Tsaras Chotzosai. A person is Mutter Bekroivas, the relatives of Tsaras Chotzosai. The Tsara of the one you gave Chalitza, you're allowed to marry her relatives. Now, Iyam with Dishrein, if you tell me that Tzora Avroi, that the Tzora is called like outside, there's no Mitzvah Yibum, there's no Eshes Achav, a Mitzvah Yibum here, Mishum Hochi Mutter, V'yachoysa. That's why you Mutter with a sister, because there's no Yibum at all with her. You have no Shaykhus with her. She's Mamash and Erva. So therefore, her sister's Mutter to you. El Iyam, but if you want to tell me that Tzora, Ki Chalutza Damya, the Tzora has the same halacha like the Chalutza, that just like you roasted to the Kroivus of the Chalutza, you roasted to the Kroivus of the Tzora, am I Mutter? So if so, like if you want to tell me the Zika, there's something here, why are you Mutter to a Kroivus? So the Chura Tzoraya to say that since you're Mutter to the Kroivus, the relatives of the Tzora, we say the Tzora has no Nefila. She doesn't fall like Tzibim to you right now. She's mamish like an erva to you. She gets married to somebody else, not to you. Once one wife got chalitza, so they're mutter l'shut, and get married to other people. Just not to you. In other words, the sister of the tzara was saying is mutter to you, because she's not called the sister of the chalitza. It's not called, you gave chalitza to one, that one is called chalitza, the other one is tamat tzara, she has nothing to do with you. Tomorrow says this song, that's the pshat over here. Leima tiyevet yusat Rabbi Yechanan. It should be Kashan Rabbi Yechanan. The Yoma we had before Rabbi Yechanan Shita was Bein Hu, Bein Ochiv, Ein Chayovin, Loyal Achalutza Chorus, Loyal Tzarosa Chorus. We had before Rabbi Yechanan said a Smara, it's called Bishlichu Sayu Kavdi. That when one brother gives Chalitza to one of the wives, so the one wife received Chalitza for the other wife also. We look as if both wives received Chalitza. And when the one brother gives Chalitza, he's like a shliach of all the brothers. So it's considered kamat like all the brothers gave all the wives Chalitza. that what's in the Geitu? That Rabbi Yochanan holds, if any one of the brothers now live with the Tzara or with the Chalutza, there's only a Chai V'Lavin, a Chai V'Yesei. There's no Issacharis though. Because Lamaisa, the one you gave Chalitza to, since you gave the Chalitza, the Torah only says, Hashem lo Yivna. You made Chalitza, so the Erev is not here. She's not an Erev with you anymore. There's only a Lav or an Yisra Asay of Hashem lo Yivna, Kibesh Lebon Hashem lo Yivna. But Rabbi Yochanan said, all the other brothers, and even the Tzoris, Mashma Taka, there is a Mitzvah Yivam. I mean, not a Yivam, but the Erev of Eshesach went off. So Zoy, the Chalitza, like it's Chal upon her also. So if so, she's also called like he gave a Chalitza, how come you not ask her to a sister? Why does our Mishnah say, you're allowed to marry the sister of the Tzora? Why? If the Tzora is considered like she received Chalitza, so the Tzora's craving should also be yosa to you. Should be a Kashan of Yechanan. So my answer is, Omalach Reb Yechanan, for Tizbra, let me give you the Tzora like this. Achoyz Chalitza diraisa. Is it true, like you want to tell me, that the sister of the one you gave Chalitza to, is she yosa midiraisa? Avada not. For Yomar Rosh Lakish, Rosh Lakish said like this, Kan Shona Rebbe. Here is what Rebbe taught us and learned like this, that you should know, Achois Gerusha Medivra Torah. Once you're married to a lady, even after you give her a get, you're not allowed to marry her sister. Kol Zaman, your wife is alive, even if you give her a get. You're not allowed to marry your sister. That's also Medivra of Achois Chalutza. But you should know, when your brother dies, and you give one of his wives Chalitza, that our Mishnah says you can't marry her sister, you're also to a Kroivos, you should know it's only Medivrei Seifrim, it's only Midrabbonin. So since it's only Midrabbonin, therefore, who did the Rabbonin make Xeron on? Only the Chalutza, the one you actually gave Chalitza to. But the other one, the Tzara, that you did not give Chalitza to, the Rabbonin left her alone, and Lamaisi, you were allowed to marry a Kroivos. That's why the din is, the Mishnah says, it's Mutter Odom, the Kroivos, Tzoras Chalutzosli. The Rabbonin did not make Xeron on the Tzara of the Chalutza. Because the Chalutza itself was only Yosem of the Rabbonin. Now the Gemara says, Maishinohai, Yomaishinohai. Like, what's Pshah now, Mishnah? The end of the Mishnah says what? That a person is Mutter, Bekroivas, Tzoras Chalutzosli. Again, the Tzora, the second wife, that you did not give Chalutza to her Kroivim you're allowed to marry. But the Osar, but your Osar, the Mishnah says, Bitzoras Kroivas Chalutzosli. When the one you did give Chalitza to, you're also to a Kroivis, you're also to a sister, and you're even also to the Tzora of her sister. Again, if her sister is married, and there's two wives there, so the second wife, the Tzora, is also Osar to you. Shalos, why? Why did the Rabbanan go so far to say that the Tzoras of the Kroivis Chalutzosli is Osar? What's the difference this way, or the Kroivis Tzoras Chalutzosli? What's the difference? So Mar says like this,